It's Relationship Intervention.
Back on Friday morning, Mixed listener Marcy said, I need help. My in-laws want to do this when I deliver my first baby.
I'm 28 weeks pregnant with my first baby. We lean a lot on his parents for support. They'll also be doing a lot of babysitting. But my husband wants them in the delivery room. Am I crazy here? Or I don't want them there, especially my father-in-law.
All right, Marcy's back to chat with us this morning. What did you decide to do?
Yeah, okay. All right, so I did. So thank you, everyone, if you're listening. I did talk to my husband, and I demanded that he, you know, call his parents and tell them and tell them that we would like to be alone in the room because it's our first, and I'm nervous, and we want to experience this as a family, you know, just the three of us before we open it up to everyone else. And my mother-in-law flipped.
She cried.
She cried. She said she was so hurt and that she loves us all so much and just wants to be there for us. And, you know, I said she could be there for us by respecting our wishes, and that didn't go over well either.
But that's the truth.
I know, exactly. And I wasn't mean about it, you know. I was, you know, I feel bad, but I have to stand my ground, and I'm just not comfortable with them being there.
And what was your husband's reaction to all this?
Good question.
Thankfully, now he sees that, which I'm grateful for, and okay. He feels really terrible that he even told his parents that they could be in the delivery room before talking to me. You know, I'm 28 weeks pregnant now, and I just hope we can smooth this over before I deliver. Like, that's the goal. So thank you so much for all your advice. It's good to know at least that I'm not crazy here.
No,
you
know?
No.
You're not crazy. Yeah. And Marcy, this is not going to be the last time that you're going to have to set up a boundary for your family and for your future baby boy. And these in-laws are very involved and supportive physically, emotionally, financially. They're setting up a college fund.
They feel like they're like raising you and the baby, it seems like. Yeah.
Don't let that come with strings attached.
Right.
You guys need to do what's best for you. And I'm glad to see that your husband now understands that, hey, moving forward, he's got to talk to you first with these things before just going off to his parents. Because that could turn into a bigger problem down the road.
True.
If you don't address us now.
Yeah, exactly. So I think we got somewhere, and it was that part of the conversation went really well, and I was really grateful for that.
Marcy,
because if it didn't, that would be a whole nother issue.
Yeah,
so,
totally.
Yeah.
Marcy, maybe, you know, your husband, you could talk to him about filming you in certain angles, and then maybe it would make the in-laws feel like they're in the delivery room. Maybe FaceTime, put the phone in the corner.
If you're comfortable with that, Marcy.
I'm just trying to, like, you know, smooth over any kind of ripple effect that's the relationship between you and your in-laws.
Yeah, I think, you know, I don't want us to have a bad relationship, but this, if they can't understand where I'm coming from regarding this. This is a very personal moment, and I'm not being mean about it. I am letting them in emotionally, like, about where I'm coming from. You know, I'm not putting up walls. Like, I'm trying to talk to them honestly, and so I really hope they can respect that and respect me.
Well, Marcy, good luck. You're in the final stretch here. You said you're, what, 28 weeks?
28 weeks.
Okay, so you got, like, 10, 11, 12 to go? Yeah.
Yeah, well, good luck.
Let's go,
good
girl.
Luck with everything. Send us a picture when the baby boy is here, and I'm proud of you for standing your ground. That's important to set up those boundaries.
Thank you so much.